Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Sepide, from Bayan Bartar. Today's episode is about single people can enjoy Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day has long been known as the romantic holiday for couples, but that's changing. Even though romantic movies may make it seem like everyone else is going to be loved up for Valentine's Day, the truth is that if you're single on Valentine's Day, you are in really good company. The best part is that you get to celebrate the day exactly how you want to. Do whatever helps you love yourself and recognize yourself for being the awesome person you are. Indulge in the good stuff. You know exactly what kind of Valentine's chocolates you like best. So go to your favorite chocolatier and fill a small box with your favorite artisan truffles. No sharing allowed. Write yourself a love letter. It can be all too easy to focus on our flaws. So this Valentine's Day, make a conscious effort to acknowledge all the good things you do by writing yourself a love letter. For more suggestions for building self-love, try buying a set of affirmation cards to read each and every day. Get dressed up. Dressing to the nines for a night out can totally transform your mood and instantly make you feel beautiful and confident. Go out of your comfort zone by adding something new, like a pair of fancy heels or a suit and tie. Buy yourself a beautiful bouquet. Fresh flowers are the perfect pick-me-up, bringing instant happiness and joy. Treat yourself to a gorgeous spray of roses, daisies, or whatever your favorite flower is. Dance and sing. There is something so joyful about dancing and singing, especially when you are by yourself. Crank your tunes or buy a karaoke machine for the occasion and go nuts. Now tell me, how can single people plan their Valentine's Day? Don't forget to leave us a comment. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Stay tuned for more. Bye-bye.